As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, Moonday, September the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions as we can find them, when we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal .com to engage in our chat room discussion. That's BecomeVocalLocal.com. You can also get there by going to VocalLocal.org if you want to save a couple of keystrokes. And you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. Or from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Make a note of those numbers. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Boy, did I get email over the weekend, about 160 emails. Been busy. You can send yours, too, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that snail mail address, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri this morning, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for putting up a stick and broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Our contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com. And, of course, all of our archives of all of the many, many, many broadcasts can be found at oraclebroadcasting.com, the official webpage of the network. Gold and silver post new highs this morning. ETFs are piling in. We'll go there, talk about that. Fed fumbling in the dark. We'll go there as well. Sustainable development, the green weenies, false promises, losing support. We'll go into that as we go through the broadcast. Where we're going to go, I don't know. I've got an absolute browser full of material here, but I do know this. Let's go into our market report for this morning, Monday, September the 20th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $4.60 at $1,279.30 an ounce. Again, gold up $4.60 at $1,279.30. It's been higher than that this morning as well. Silver doing equally dandy, up 2 cents at $20.79 an ounce. Platinum up $4 at $1,617. And palladium off $8 at $533 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, boy, make a note of this. $1,277 for a low, $1,284.40 for a high. Record highs being set here, but at $1,279.30, your gold is up year to year, $273 an ounce for a 27.12% return on your investment. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, September the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's get back into our market report for this morning. Lots of activity in the marketplace this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That'd be an hour ago. We found gold trading up $4.60 an ounce at $1,279.30. An hour before that, it was at 1280.20, up $5.50. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market again this morning, 1277 for a low, 1284.40 for a high, a new high set in gold this morning. And that at 1279.30, your gold is up $273 even, a 27.12% return on your investment year on year. But watch silver. Silver is going up and it's doing very well. Year to year, it's doing better than gold. So silver is kind of like the poor man's gold is what they say, but at the same time, there's a tremendous amount of potential that lays out there in silver. The silver is in far greater demand. It is an industrial metal as well. Silver is not one of those products that we can keep our fingers on. Things get made out of silver, and they get out into the landfills and get thrown away. All your little cell phones and all the cheap Chinese plastic wrap, you know, it's just loaded and larded with the stuff. But it gets out of our fingers, and so we don't have as much of it around at any one time as we do gold. And so keep your eyes peeled on silver. It's a very, 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 very profitable investment, especially over the long term. London Gold Fix this morning, they set the price at $1,280.25. It's likely to go back up into that range again today. Big news this morning, the SPDR gold shares, that's the GLD, on the stock ticker there, the GLD, added, packed in another 6.08 metric tons of gold into their treasure chest over the weekend. Whether they took physical possession or not is debatable, but they're showing this morning 1,300.83 metric tons valued on the street at these spot prices at $53.27 billion. Lots of activity in the other ETFs as well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 13 at 10,608. The NASDAQ up 12 at 2316. And the S&P 500 closed up 1 at 1126. Crude oil this morning losing 2 cents in early trading, trades at $73.64 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index off another 4 basis points at 81.37. How low will it go? That's anyone's guess, but go down it likely will. The Forex this morning reflecting this move in the USDX. The Canadian loonie is up 5 basis points at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso is still firm at 8 cents U.S. It moves up 16 basis points this morning. The euro off 5 basis points at $1.31. Very strong euro there. The British pound continues its move upward, but this morning has dropped a little, 0.36, yet exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.56 per pound. The Swiss franc this morning moves up another 20 basis points, down a little bit from where it was last week, but it very well likely may come to parity with U.S. dollar again. Up this morning, 20 basis points at 99 cents U.S. The bond market, the 2-year yield is at 0.46 on those treasuries. Your 10-year treasuries are at 2.72, and the 30-year is at 3.87. In the mortgage market, the 15-year mortgage, that's a fixed-rate mortgage, moves down from 3.94% a month ago to 3.89, and for the first time in my memory, we have a month-to-month no gain flat in the 30-year at 4.52%. The prime rate, of course, stands at 3.25%. Here's an article off of Kitco in regards to the new price record, I guess you'd say, on gold. This by Jim Wyckoff writing for Kitco. COMEX gold futures prices are trading modestly higher on Monday morning. It scored another new all-time record high overnight as a weaker U.S. dollar is inviting fresh buying interest in the yellow metal. Traders are awaiting Tuesday's afternoon results of the Federal Reserve's FOMC meeting. December COMEX gold last traded up $3.80 an ounce at $1,281.30, but spot gold was last quoted up $4.80 at $1,280. Of course, we've been above that now. The U.S. dollar index trading modestly lower on Monday morning. The index is presently in a 5-week downtrend on daily chart and is technically weak. Some people say it's so technically weak it's going to go quite a bit lower. We'll just have to keep our eyes on that. With gold at record high levels and setting new highs on a regular basis just recently, prognosticators are ratcheting up their price targets to above $1,300 an ounce, with some well above that mark. Of course, we've been talking about that for months and months and months right here on Become Vocal Local. Gold has also seen some buying support recently on the ideas that the U.S. Federal Reserve may initiate more economic stimulus measures. In other words, they're going to throw more money into the system. That won't be too good. But namely, more quantitative easing of the monetary policy. That would likely be a U.S. dollar bearishness, not good for the U.S. dollar, which would in turn be gold bullish. The major piece of U.S. economic data for this week is Tuesday's Federal Open Market Committee. That's the FOMC meeting of the Federal Reserve, and we'll be talking about that right after it comes out. So there's that news right there. Let's see if we can pull this one up and go into this hole over here. Here we go. This is an interesting article off of Bloomberg by Rudy Rutenberg. September 20, new news. European Union Agricultural Commissioner Dacian Ciolos urged more disclosure about which investors hold contracts in agricultural markets and urged position limits to curb price swings. Now, of course, you've been hearing about wheat, we've been hearing about coffee, etc. So there's a lot of volatility in the ag right now, and the speculators are all over the market. Here's a quote. The role of the futures market is not to feed speculation and the profits of a few actors. according to an emailed copy of a speech the commissioner is scheduled to give today in Brussels. Markets, quote, have to be a tool at the service of all the actors in the food chain. It causes a lot of problems to have the speculators in the marketplace. Sometimes they drive up prices where prices needn't be driven up, and of course that always hurts the people on the street. It hurts the manufacturers as well. November delivery milling wheat futures jumped 68% in the past 3 months in Paris as Russia stopped grain exports after its worst drought in at least half a century. But, of course, if you recall, we reported on that where Russia this year was looking to bring no more than 17% of the world market in grain to the marketplace. And, of course, that doesn't justify massive upticks in the grain prices. Magnitude and speed of this surge are a serious menace to all industries that use wheat, especially for the pork industry. Ciola said, finance must serve the real economy. Speculation shouldn't jeopardize farm businesses that are perfectly profitable in normal times. Well, there is all of that, certainly. Let's see if we can pick up this one. Let's see. On the SPDR gold shares, talk a little bit about the people flooding into the gold market. SPDR Gold Trust holdings rise 6.079 tons. I have 6.08, so we're good there. The world's largest gold-backed exchange-traded fund, the SPDR Gold Trust, said its holdings rose from to 1,300.825 tons by September the 17th. So there you go, another record on gold. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And back once again right here on Become Vocal Local. Enjoy our chat room. Folks, you can jump into the chat room, becomevocallocal.com, and engage in our chat discussion there. Let's go back in and get on with some more of this news right off the browser. Market nuggets, this off of Kitco News. Global gold, silver, ETP holdings hit record highs from Barclays. This is the amount of gold and silver held by the world's exchange-traded products. They call it exchange-traded products. They used to call them exchange-traded funds. I still do. Hit record highs on Friday. Says Barclays Capital, total gold holdings climbed by 4 metric tons to 2,107.8 tons for the 22 products that Barclays tracks. Silver holdings climbed by 38 metric tons to a record 13,250. The exchange-traded products trade like a stock but track the price of the commodity with metal put into storage to back the ETP shares, ostensibly. Some do, some don't. Some more honest, some less. But anyway, that's the track on the exchange-traded funds. There's a lot of activity going on there. Here's the market calendar for the week coming up. Today, not a lot of news coming out. The housing market index will be out, should be out right now. Have to check on that during the break. Tomorrow, housing starts will come out, and you know that's going to be a game stopper. Once again, we'll probably hear that there are fewer and fewer housing starts as more and more homes that have been repossessed come back onto the market, the foreclosures. The FOMC meeting, of course, tomorrow afternoon at 2:15 Eastern time. That'll be a big one. Let's see what else we've got on Thursday, a big day again. Always Thursday seems to be the biggest day of the week. Jobless claims will be out. Existing home sales will be out. Leading indicators and then just a whole slew of other reports and people coming out and speaking. All the experts say on Friday we'll see the durable goods orders come out and new home sales. So should be a rather brisk week throughout the week. We'll just have to see where it goes. Here's another one off Bloomberg. Jeremy Van Loon, New News, Clipper, considering share sale amid liquidity strain, sending their stock lower. Well, who's Clipper? Clipper Wind Power PLC, the London-traded wind turbine manufacturer, said it's considering ways to raise money and improve a significant strain on its cash position. The shares fell the most in 5 years, all right? Clipper is considering numerous alternatives, including public and private equity sales and acquiring lines of credit from United Technologies. Again, this is one of these wind turbine manufacturers, you know, tilting at windmills with Don Quixote and his little pal. Clipper is considering numerous alternatives, all right? Discussions with UTC are ranging from providing credit support for a working capital line to equity purchases. You would think that if this was a profitable venture, if it was a business worth getting into, they would have no trouble having people flood in and buy up their stocks. But unfortunately, wind turbines is just not exactly a profitable adventure. Clipper's shares have declined 84% this year, valuing the company at about £60 million or $94 million U.S. Investment in wind turbines will probably, key phrase there, will probably increase this year, led by a doubling of sales in China, Bloomberg News Energy Financing Estimates. Remember, however, there are a considerable number of wind turbine manufacturers in China and the Orient. United Technologies submitted a non-binding indication of an interest to buy all the ordinary shares of Clipper that it doesn't already own. So we're going to see this mergers and acquisitions decade deepen as United Technologies is likely to take over Clipper. BP is back in the news again. The Macondo well that caused the biggest U.S. oil spill, this news by Jim Paulson off of yesterday's news wire. U.S. officials say that BP PLC killed its Macondo well in the Gulf of Mexico after creating another cement seal, plugging the source of the largest offshore oil spill in history. The Macondo 252 well is effectively dead, said the National Incident Commander Thad Allen in a statement yesterday. BP completed its last pressure test on the plugs at 5:54 a.m. local time. Again, this is the 19th, declaring the well sealed, according to the statement. The 87-day spill, stuck on that stupid spill, triggered by an April 20th rig explosion that killed 11 workers, tainted hundreds of miles of U.S. coastline. It also wiped out more than $70 billion of BP's market value, brought new drilling in the Gulf to a standstill, and cost Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward his job. About 400 lawsuits are pending, and the trial judge overseeing those predicted hundreds more will be filed. The whole industry is terrified it could happen to them. Oh, my. Peter Hitchens, an analyst for Panmure Gordon UK Limited in London, said in an interview, "The whole way we drill wells could actually change. They're going to take a lot longer. They're going to be a lot more scrutinized." Well, if that's what you were hoping for, that's what you'll probably get. Certainly, there is real need for a little bit more scrutiny, but I think a little bit more accountability on the part of the oil companies would be valuable. Another series of plugs would probably be required by the U.S. Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement, previously known as the MMS, the Mineral Management Service, before BP can abandon the well. Abandon the well? Are they actually going to abandon the well? BP's response, BP has spent at least $8 billion responding to the well, the spill, the well about 40 miles. It just continues as if we didn't know all this stuff by verbatim. The disaster revealed that BP was unprepared to staunch a gusher 5,000 feet below the ocean surface, where pressure turns natural gas into pipe-clogging sludge. BP took 87 days to design, build, and deploy a 75-ton cap that stopped the flow after a series of failures. All right. Now, you could say that if this is the case, and if all of this were true, then certainly MMS, the Mineral Management Service, not having verified that these people had any way possible of remedy or rectifying a problem such as they developed, that they, too, fell down on the job. Maybe we'll see some change there as they start to even do a little bit of a self-evaluation. Blaming Transocean, the well's blowout preventer, a stack of valves designed to stop the sort of surge of gas and oil that led to the rig explosion, is at a government site in New Orleans for testing and inspection by the U.S. Justice Department and others. So finally, the blowout preventer is being scrutinized. BP expects to demobilize a fleet of drilling rigs and other ships that have been stationed at the well for months now that the well is permanently plugged. BP, on September the 8th, published a 234-page report on the causes of the explosion, so on and so forth. The company blamed many of the errors on Transocean, which owned the Deepwater Horizon, and on service providers such as Halliburton Company. Gun continues and continues. Well, anyway, the long story and the short story of this is that there's just a whole lot more money to for them to dump out, and they aren't at the end yet. One thing that I have been watching, however, because there are prices, and I thought I had that article in front of me. I don't see it yet. But because there are charges from the EPA based on the number of barrels leaked, it is everybody's goal to try and keep these numbers at an absolute minimum. A huge differential in the amount of money that BP would have to pay, to whom I don't know, but to somebody, if the numbers of gallons and barrels of oil is high. So we've seen numbers anywhere from 4.9 million barrels spilled, and that was the number that was floating around for quite a while. But now, lately, that number has been revised down in the media to only 4.1. That's a lot of difference dollar-wise. Let's go to this one. UN carbon dioxide premium for 2010 widens as the board scrutinizes the HFC credits. We'll get back to the credits for HFCs. Those are the hydrofluorocarbons right after this.
The Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we'll come back to that United Nations article in a moment. Here's the article I was trying to find. I had it on my browser, but it is buried over on the margins. Dudley faces a fight to drill in Gulf as BP says goodbye to Macondo. BP PLC relief well killed the worst, blah, 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 blah. Robert Dudley, the American who takes over as chief executive officer from Tony Hayward on October the 1st, that's just days away now, risk being shut out from the region where BP is the biggest producer as he deals with the legal battles over blame for the spill. This is a Bloomberg article by Brian Swint, New News Today. Continuing, it says, the London-based company called Reckless by Barry the Usurper, boy, that's a pot calling the kettle black, will come under greater scrutiny than rivals from regulators when drilling resumes, analysts say. Analysts said. Experts say a ban on deep water wells lasts until the end of November, and congressional elections on November the 2nd may painfully intensify public pressure on BP after tens of thousands of jobs were lost in oil exploration, fishing, and tourism. Tens of thousands of jobs were lost. A bill passed by the House in July and stalled in the Senate would bar BP from new offshore leases because of its safety record. as in BP, out of our waters. People are angry and elections are coming up. Yeah, that's still making a lot of political hay on this one, said Christine Tiscarino, an equity research analyst at Standard & Poor's in London. Quote, there's a good chance that the U.S. government will place some sort of a sanction against BP in the Gulf, or will let them operate with certain restrictions. BP yesterday declared the Macondo well, which exploded on April 20th, quote-unquote, effectively dead after a successful pressure test of a new cement seal pumped through the relief well. No crude or gas has leaked since BP Macondo well from above. That's weird, the way that's written. Never mind. Since July the 15th, BP said yesterday it had spent $9.5 billion in the response, and that approximately 25,200 personnel, more than 26,000 vessels, and dozens of aircraft are engaged in the effort. Now, whether that's a continuing engaged or were previously engaged or engaged in toto, the article doesn't say, but it alludes that there's still that number of people on the ground. Important milestone, blah, 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 sealing the well, important milestone. They can now start to scale back the considerable infrastructure resources around the well and devote their full attention to the cleanup and legal battles that lie ahead. So it's kind of like chapter one done, all right? Chapter two, three, four, five, and so on right ahead. BP shares have dropped in London and talks about how that's going down. BP faces about 400 lawsuits and set aside $32.2 billion in the second quarter to pay for the spill. A probe by U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder may lead to prosecution of the company or employees, suspension of well operating licenses, and debarment from government contracts under U.S. pollution law, BP said in July. Could be really, it could actually go someplace. Here it is. The legal nightmare. The first phase of the legal nightmare is over, or the nightmare is over, said Fidel Geit, an analyst at Oppenheimer & Company in New York. Quote, but the legal nightmare could be even worse. The biggest unknown is going to be the penalty, and it's critical for them to show they're not the only guilty party. So they've got to drag others into this mix to take some of the fire off of them. BP's fine. This is what I was alluding to earlier. I thought it was in the previous article. It's in this one. BP's fine under the Clean Water Act could range from at least $1,100 per barrel to as much as $4,300 per barrel under the Clean Water Act if the company is found to be grossly negligent. All right? Now, this is very important because we've been hearing, as I've said, many different reports over the entire course of this 81 days as to how much oil actually has been leaked, gushed, spewed, pissed, or however you want to look at it, certainly not spilled. And that's very, very important. Look at the differential between $1,100 and $4,300 per barrel. And again, grossly negligent, as found in Duhame's Law Dictionary, defines as acting in a reckless disregard of the consequences to the safety or the property of others. And certainly, there has been considerable gross negligence from the stories that we've heard off that well platform, with the government's estimate of about 4.1 billion barrels of oil spilled. Now we know why the number keeps going down from 4.9 million barrels in the media to 4.1. The government seems to be cribbing the notes and trying to help out their pal BP. A finding of gross negligence could push the fine to $17.6 billion under the gross negligence versus $4.5 billion without. So if they get the gross negligence stuck on them, as well as a upward revised number, we're talking, you know, they could have their whole $20 billion just in fines. So there's going to be more on that. Obama's moratorium on deep water drilling, which started on May the 28th and idled 33 rigs, may cost between 8,000 and 12,000 jobs, the government said last week. Administration initially estimated that as many as 23,247 jobs would be lost, and BP agreed to pay $100 million into a fund to help the laid-off workers. It continues, we're moving quickly and responsibly to raise the bar for the oil and gas industry safety and environmental practices to prevent this type of disaster from happening again. So there's just more to that. Let's go back to the United Nations and look at this little carbon thing. UN carbon dioxide premium for 2010 widens. Notice we're talking about the UN carbon dioxide premium. All right, this is the United Nations, now a taxing body, basically, and they're trading all of these carbon credits on exchanges that to their benefit. So this is like the creation of the Internal Revenue Service for the United Nations. The premium of the United Nations emissions credits for 2010 over 2011 widened after the regulator, no regulator mentioned here, after the regulator said it wouldn't decide on how to deal with projects seeking credits from destroying hydrofluorocarbons until November. And I encourage you once again to get up on Wiki and type in hydrofluoro, that's fluoro, like fluoride, fluorocarbons, into the browser there. HFCs might get you there too. And read just a little bit about hydrofluorocarbons. And like carbon dioxide, you'll find that most of this is generated on an ongoing basis by the ocean. The Clean Development Mechanism Executive Board said in a report after its meeting ended on September 17th that it would decide at its 58th meeting in November about the methodology of awarding credits for cutting the industrial gas HFC-23. Now, HFC-23 may be an industrial gas, but it also occurs and is found in nature. The board hasn't approved issuance of credits to HFC destroying projects since June the 2nd. And then here, the spread traded as a separate contract on the European Climate Exchange in London, blah, 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 blah. It's the European Climate Exchange. And as I've said before, one of these mornings, we'll find it. It's going to be part of our morning report. We'll talk about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, the S&P, and the European Climate Exchange. That's going to be a game changer there. Here's a little bit more on the United Nations. Kind of an interesting twist of fate. This one, the Shell and the United Nations are to back a $100 million plan for clean energy cook stoves. $100 million plan, all right, the United Nations. I don't know who's going to put up the $100 million, but we'll find out in the article. Flavia Krause-Jackson and Peter Green writing collaboratively yesterday for Bloomberg. This is the article. You can find it on the Bloomberg website. The United Nations Foundation and Royal Dutch Shell's PLC Shell Foundation plan to help organize an effort to raise as much as $100 million, keep that number in mind, over 5 years, that would be $20 million a year, to provide clean-burning cooking stoves to the world's poor, according to a document outlining the plan. To combat what they call a significant danger to women's health, you know, it's always women, children, and indigenous people. Women, children, and indigenous people. That is the focus of Agenda 21. But to combat what they call a significant danger to women's health in the developing world, the two foundations are seeking cooperation and funding from other corporate, government, philanthropic, and academic entities and have received strong expressions of interest from other donors. All right? The philanthropic, academic, corporate, and government, they're all focusing on this issue, folks. Got to come up with new stoves for the Aboriginals, all right? We're going to find out a little bit more about this article because it's going to go from the ridiculous to the sublime.
Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we're going back to looking at clean-burning cooking stoves for the world's poor. All right, this is a new philanthropic thing that's coming down. And of course, they've been talking about this for a long time, but it's, you know, making news again. This Ted Turner, he never goes away. To combat what they call a significant danger to women's health in the developing world, the two foundations are seeking cooperation and funding from other corporate, government, philanthropic, and academic entities, and have received strong expressions of interest from other donors, according to the document, right? Yeah, we got a lot of problems in this world. Smoke from cooking with primitive technologies in the developing world is among the least known public health catastrophes that humanity faces, said Eric Worster, carbon finance manager at E Plus Co., a nonprofit company in Bloomfield, New Jersey, okay? This is one among the least known public health catastrophes that human faces, all right? Humanity faces. That's it. More people die each year from indoor air pollution from cooking than from malaria, yet malaria receives much more attention and resources. Of course, they don't just let us spray DDT on the mosquitoes to take care of that malaria. No, that won't work. Smoke from poorly ventilated cook stoves. Now, listen. Contributes to the early deaths of more than 2 million people a year, according to the UN Foundation. Malaria kills 1 million people a year, according to the World Health Organization. And 343,000 mothers died in 2008 in childbirth or from related complications, the British medical journal Lancet reported. Right? Market-based solutions. Shell's Foundation and the UN Foundation, set up by the cable news network founder Ted Turner, want to encourage research, development, and manufacture of clean-burning cook stoves and find large-scale, sustainable, market-based solutions to reducing risk from traditional cooking and heating practices in the developing world, according to the document. And I've got to ask you, my friends, has anyone ever heard of a chimney? You know, chimney. Dad, chimney. Chimney. It's a thing sticking up on the side of your house. It's called a chimney. This is old tech, Ted. Chimneys. Chimneys would cure this whole problem. Why don't you buy little stovepipes and give it to these people? Well, that's not what they're doing. Let's find out. Of course, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will announce the project called the Global Alliance for Clean Cook Stoves tomorrow in New York at an annual meeting of the Clinton Global Initiative, a conference on fostering development organized by her husband, former president. What's under the table, Clinton? The backers propose establishing a revolving loan fund to finance projects on advanced cook stoves and fuels, while campaigning to raise awareness about the dangers of cooking smoke. The project will work with manufacturers to develop new stove technologies and with governments to cut duties and tariffs to ease the introduction of safer stoves, the document says. Let's find out about the Darfur stoves. They still haven't figured out chimneys yet, but maybe a couple hundred more million dollars and they'll discover that. Of course, if they just read dictionaries and encyclopedias, they'd have it down pat. But the project would build on efforts by groups such as the Darfur Stoves Project in Berkeley, California. Well. Berkeley, California. And EnviroFit International, a Fort Collins, Colorado nonprofit organization that are developing and distributing cleaner-burning stoves. Cleaner-burning stoves. How about propane? We've had that for a long time. How about, you know, LPG or natural gas stoves? Had those around for a long time, too. How about the Coleman Camp stove? That's pretty clean. Smoke inhalation is associated with lung cancer. Go prove that one if you can. And respiratory infections such as pneumonia. Didn't realize that you got pneumonia from smoke inhalation. But anyway, there are other risks. Women, and listen to this one now, women and girls in Darfur are attacked while spending hours foraging for firewood in areas suffering from chronic deforestation. It became so common that women were abused that there became a term glibly used by aid workers, firewood rape. That's right, firewood rape in Darfur. The Darfur Stoves Project, I guess I shouldn't say anything about the wood pile. The Darfur Stovepipes Project, working with Boston-based Oxfam America, supplies fuel-efficient stoves in the Sudan that can cut wood use by half or more compared with traditional cooking methods. Of course, a damper and a chimney will do that entire job. I just thought I'd give that to you. EnviroFit has sold more than 120,000 clean-burning cook stoves in India. All right? Always with sustainable development, you've got to track it down very carefully. First, you develop the demand. That's what sustaining development is all about. And then follow the money back to someone like EnviroFit, and you'll find that this is all about environmental and developmental concerns, okay? Those are businesses. These are businesses that profit on this kind of nonsense. Well, this is a story that's a little bit closer to the truth. Hong Kong's air pollution may climb to the third quarter record. John Deuce, writing for Bloomberg, Hong Kong's roadside air pollution reached record levels for the third quarter, putting the city's government under more pressure to clean up the environment. Of course, we've had the same problem in Los Angeles for 40 years that I'm aware of. The city's air pollution index was very high at roadsides for 9.5% of the hours recorded in July, August, and the first 2 weeks of September. Government data indicated, with all three monitoring stations climbing to those levels today, Hong Kong is set to outdo the previous third quarter record for very high pollution, 8.2% of the recorded hours, blah, blah, blah. Hong Kong's General Chamber of Commerce called for decisive government action in Chief Executive Donald Tsang's policy address to tackle the issues. Anybody listen? to Hal Anthony's broadcast on Sunday, where he was reading research brought forward by Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com, in regards to the Chinese military's long-term plan of taking the United States, taking over the United States, getting rid of we the people. They're claiming that they've got so many people and so much pollution, and that their water is in such horrible condition, and they have such overcrowding that they're going to need to conquer America, get rid of the Americans, and flood this area with Chinese. That's their long-term goal. That's their long-term goal. So I'll just let that go right there. Australia needs simpler and softer emissions approach. Norton Rose says Australia should start with a simpler and softer emissions trading plan that is limited to fewer industries and eases the financial burden on polluters. You think this is about the environment? Yes, again, it's all about money. All right. They just ease the financial burden on the polluters. They don't stop the pollution. Now, if you've got a couple of trees in your yard, you can give some polluter in China some of your carbon credits. They'll give you a little bit of cash, and then they just keep polluting. You plant a few more trees, and you make a little bit more money on the side. They're doing it even in Australia, all right? The government's previous cap-and-trade proposal to cut greenhouse gas emissions didn't have to be as complex as it was, said Anthony Hobley, head of the firm's climate change practice, who relocated from Sydney to London. Anyway, Australia was trying to introduce something much more comprehensive and much tougher than was initially introduced in Europe. There is logic in simpler and softer beginning. In other words, Occam's razor. Couldn't say that, but the article alludes to it. Australia should restrict the plan initially to industries such as electricity generation and exclude others like cow farting agriculture, he said. All right? So they're focusing on electricity generation. Of course, we're over in Darfur trying to figure out how to make wood stove technology function, even though wood stove technology has been with us for hundreds of years. But our focus is on electricity. Wouldn't it have been a lot easier to just run a wire out there to Darfur and give these people an electric stove? You know, wouldn't that be a little easier? A two-burner hot plate in the corner? End of problem? Well, they'll play around and see if they can figure it out. I don't think they'll be successful. Prime Minister Julia Gillard promised to restart efforts to tackle climate change when she replaced Kevin Rudd in June. Climate change and discussion in Australia has reached a point at which many businesses see a carbon price as inevitable. So the more it goes round and round and round and round, the more people believe that this is an issue. Knowing something will happen, but not knowing how or what or when, is making investment decisions impossible at the moment. It goes around and around and around and around, and eventually the UN will have its goal. We'll be taxed for carbon emissions globally. Be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, September the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com, the first hour of this morning's broadcast, a variety of news. You'll find it all in the archives now. But looking at this article, closing out some of our news, going into other things in a moment. But this article off of Bloomberg in regards to the climate market again in Australia. All right, knowing something will happen, but not knowing how or what or when is making investment decisions impossible at the moment. Who's going to invest in a business? Who's going to invest in industry? Who's going to be providing jobs with things like this climate nonsense hanging over their heads? I ask you, more than 30 nations have already introduced a price on carbon with an emissions trading plan, he said. Now, I wonder how many people in those 30 nations are on board with this scheme? Or is this just all of the international finance and governmental panels that are involved in all of this, all right? They're introducing all of this stuff from the top. And it's going to impact all of the people at the bottom, because we're the ones that always have to pick up the bottom line. The more it costs to produce a Ford, the more you have to pay for a Ford at the lot, right? Coal is burned for more than 80% of Australia's electric power production, according to the Australian Coal Association. And, of course, coal is the arch enemy of the green weenie, all right? They can't stand coal. Why? Well, because it works. They'd rather come up with some, you know, way of preventing, you know, firewood rape, of all things. Firewood rape. Never heard of anything so silly in my life. But anyway, I guess that's part of the life in Darfur. Firewood rape, something happening behind the woodpile, apparently. Under a cap-and-trade system, the government sets a ceiling on emissions and requires power plants, factories, and other polluters to acquire enough permits to cover the carbon dioxide they release into the environment. Businesses that emit less than their allowance can sell surplus permits. Man, how novel, what a way to make money. Anyway, it's coming. Escaping a double dip to growth recession means no job relief. This by Rich Miller and Joshua Zumbrum, writing yesterday for Bloomberg. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke, pulled out all the stops. You know where that phrase comes from, of course, pulling out all of the stops. That's the old pipe organs, you know. You pull out all the stops. Your Hammond B3, you pull out all the stops on a... Let's let it rip, you know, let's really jam. He pulled out all the stops on his pipe organ to avert a depression last year. Now he and his colleagues must decide how to respond to the risk of a growth recession in 2011. Yep, we're going to go from a depression now into a growth recession. The possibility of a subpar expansion, poses a dilemma for the central bank's policy-making Federal Open Market Committee when it meets tomorrow. That's the FOMC, by the way. While the economy isn't so weak that it is clearly in need of more monetary stimulus, it may not be strong enough to keep unemployment from increasing. A subpar expansion. A growth recession. New terminology. Put it in your economic terms dictionary. 27 of 58 economists polled by Bloomberg this month see growth in 2011 below the 2.5 to 2.8% pace that the Fed policymakers peg as the long-term trend. 28 see the jobless rate rising above last month's 9.6% sometime in the next 9 months. That combination would constitute a growth recession. There you go. Terminology for today. Tomorrow, we'll be back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our September the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Folks, you can jump on to becomevocallocal.com, engage in our chat room discussion. Lots of lively chatting going on in there this morning if you like. If not, you can call in during the broadcast, 512-904-8014, if you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access. Or you can call in at 866-841-1065. Get your thoughts out to a wider audience. Your calls are certainly welcome. Going back to this article off the Bloomberg website, it's just more of this carbon insanity, but we're also looking at a little bit of insanity in the economic news. Again, when you're in a crisis, your mandate's a little different, and you're not debating things, said Diane Swonk. chief economist at Chicago-based Mizuho Financial, who attended the Fed's annual gathering in Jackson Hole, Wyoming last month, quote, when you're in the no man's land of a post-crisis economy, it's a lot harder. That's right, Diane. It's a lot harder. When you're in a crisis, your mandate's a little different, and you're not debating things. So I guess it's just all go along to get along with Benjamin Shalom. Pitched $100 out of the window, helicopter Ben Bernanke. A no man's land. A no man's land of a post-crisis economy. A post-crisis economy. It's all over. It's behind us now, folks. We're going forward. The Fed's difficulties are compounded by the fact that it has already cut the overnight interbank interest rate to near zero. They're running out of tools. They really are. More split. The Fed is more split than I can ever remember, said Lawrence Meyer, a Fed governor from 1996 to 2002, who's now the senior managing director of the St. Louis-based Macroeconomic Advisors. Yeah, the Federal Reserve is more split than I can ever remember. Does that mean they're all cracked up? While policymakers aren't likely to adopt any new initiatives at their meeting tomorrow. Policymakers, can we underline that one? Aren't likely to adopt any new initiatives at their meeting tomorrow. They probably will announce a major asset buying program in January. So, probably, but we'll have to wait till January to find out. That would push the yield on the 10-year Treasury note below 2% in the first quarter of 2011, he said. Blah, 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 blah. Lower yields would make investment in shares of companies that pay dividends more attractive, said Jerry Webman. About 70 or 80% of the people that have $50,000 or more, or less, excuse me, in their savings accounts, in their investment portfolios, they've gotten out of the stock market. They're no longer interested in participating in this Ponzi scheme called Wall Street. They've taken all their chips and they've gone to gold and silver and other things, tangible assets, out of the stock market. And there's good reason for it. Quote, one of the things we've been doing is encouraging investors in this environment to look at stocks with rising dividends. Well, if you're going to look at stocks with rising dividends, you might jump up on the Kitco website and see what the overnight and over the weekend improvement in the various miners has been. Some of them are yielding 5, 6, 7% a day. A day. Watch those metal stocks. The miners, first dividend, he pointed to Cisco Systems, which said on September the 14th that it plans its first shareholder payout of the fiscal year. Of course, this is only one company out of so many, all right? And they're going to bring that one out and point it. They're going to pay a dividend. Oh, boy. Less vigorous, the pace of the expansion, quote, recently appears somewhat less vigorous than we expected. Somewhat less vigorous. Growth recession. What a bunch of words we're getting here. Continued high joblessness. The unemployment rate has been at or above 9.5% for more than a year. It's taking a toll on the economy and consumer spending. These guys are brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Probably had to spend $200,000 to go to Harvard to get their degree in economics just to tell us this drivel. Here's a quote. Our customer remains challenged, close quote. Said William Simon, president and chief executive officer of Wally World, a Walmart Stores Incorporated, the world's largest retailer. He told a Goldman Sachs Global Retailing Conference in New York on the 15th of September. The Bentonville, Arkansas-based company has to, quote, figure out how to deal with what is an ever-increasing amount of transactions being paid for with government assistance. Here's your social safety nets at work. All right? Let me repeat that for you. To figure out how to deal with what is an ever-increasing amount of transactions being paid for with government assistance. Quote, you need not go farther than one of our stores on midnight at the end of the month. You know, the midnight shopping spree at Walmart on the end of the month. Let's find out why there's so many cars in the parking lot at that time. Simon said, quote, about 11 p.m., customers start to come in and shop and shop. They fill their grocery baskets with basic items like baby formula, which is very bad for the children, milk, which is horrible to drink, bread, be careful, watch out for the soy, and eggs, salmonella, and continue to shop and mill about the store, shopping and milling about the store, until midnight, when government electronic benefits cards get activated, and then the checkout starts. Is that America? Do you find yourself hanging out at the Walmart at midnight at the end of the month, milling around in the store, shopping, filling your basket up with basics like baby formula, milk, bread, and eggs, waiting for your electronic benefit card to get activated so you can check out at midnight? Midnight madness at Walmart. Job skills mismatch. Some Fed policymakers have voiced doubts about how much the central bank can do to spur growth and lower unemployment. Minneapolis Fed Chairman Naranya Coker-Lakota. Minneapolis Fed Chairman is President. Blame much of the joblessness on mismatch problems. That's right. All across America, we have a mismatch problem, with many Americans lacking the skills to fill the jobs that are available. It is very difficult to get any kind of experience turning burgers at Mickey D's. Most people in America have construction-related experience. They have management-related experience. They have banking and finance-related experience. Some of them were realtors and things, and they're just not well-suited to turning hamburgers at Mickey D's. Such problems, quote, do not strike me as readily amenable to the kinds of monetary policy tools currently available to the Fed. In other words, they can't throw money at this problem because there ain't no jobs. Money's not going to solve the problem. Jobs solve the problem. They don't have any way whatsoever at the Fed to create jobs. All right? Further accommodation might be pushing on a string. Ever tried to do that? Push a string across the floor? Bernanke has said the Fed does have the ability to aid the economy if that's what's needed. Quote, we have the tools to help support economic activity and guard against disinflation. Growth recession. Now we've got disinflation. What a revealing article this is. You want to talk about the logical, positivist, obfuscatory language of the economist. This is it on steroids. We have the tools to support the economic activity and guard against disinflation. Kind of what happens to your bicycle tire when you run over a 2x4 that's got a nail and it disinflates. Well, we'll be back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door, quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, of course, you know, the Fed has their hands on the purse strings of America. And I think we should be very, very concerned about that. Again, with the rate now near zero, its focus, that'd be the Fed, the focus of policy has shifted to the balance sheet. We're trying to balance the sheet now. And the possibility the Fed might add to its holdings of securities, particularly treasuries. So they're going to buy some of their own debt notes with their own debt notes to somehow get us out of trouble. Such purchases would be effective in further easing financial conditions, Bernanke said in Jackson Hole, adding that the extent of the impact isn't clear. It's getting a little foggy on the crystal ball there. Quantitative effect? Here's a quote from Bernanke. Lacking much experience with this option, we do not have very precise knowledge of the quantitative effect of changes in our holdings. Lacking much experience with this option. Well, they haven't tried it yet, but what the hell? Give it a shot, eh, Ben? Future purchases may have less influence on rates, said Lyle Gramley, a former Fed governor who is now a senior economic advisor for the Potomac Research Group in Washington. The success that the Fed has had in the past, I don't know why anyone would want to take his advice, but that's because such buying seems to have a greater impact at times of heightened stress in financial markets, such as in 2000, 2008, 2009, he said. Dispels concerns? Well, Japan's asset buying program from 2001 to 2006, so-called quantitative easing, I guess the Japanese coined the term, had a limited effect in boosting the economy. It did help dispel the concerns about the finances of the country's banks. It's good for public opinion, even if it is lousy monetary policy. The Fed doesn't have the research to, quote, be confident about the effects, close quote, of asset purchases on the economy. And yet they're proposing it. They don't have the research to be confident. Wow. Amazing, huh? Fed to cut growth forecast Europe rescue failing, L. Arian says, by Wes Goodman off Bloomberg. Federal Reserve will cut its growth forecast and Europe's economic bailout is failing, said Mohammed A. L. Arian, chief executive at Pacific Investment Management Company, PIMCO, the world's largest, biggest bond fund. U.S. central bankers may wait beyond their meeting tomorrow to announce additional steps to sustain the expansion. Sustain the expansion. I thought this was a growth recession. Oh, well. Slower than expected economic growth has fueled speculation the Fed will expand its program of treasury purchases as it tries to keep borrowing costs low. Industrialized nations are eager to let their currencies weaken to aid their economy. The Fed will signal new easing measures. Quantitative easing, that is, but probably not at this meeting. It should, and I suspect it will, reduce its gross projections. Yeah. Continues. Lots more on that. Rather interesting. Let's go someplace else. put an end to the financial news. Last evening, I heard an interview with Rosalind Peterson on another network. Very interesting interview. Of course, we heard Rosalind Peterson's testimony at the National Ocean Council's public meetings. I think she attended the one out in California and made a report there. I reported on that at the time. But you can find her website. I recommend that you do it. CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. It's just http://// no W's, CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. And you'll find a lot of articles and a lot of research on this website. She's someone that rarely speculates and generally sticks right to documentation. So if you like the kind of research that you get on that kind of a website, this might be the kind of a website you'd want to visit. Of course, there's a link here to the Agriculture Defense Coalition website as well, and you might check that one out too. Very interesting. But she was talking about something rather upsetting that's happening right now. She's calling it an ocean holocaust. There's all kinds. She mentioned this too while she was out at the National Ocean Council. This is the idea of the coastal and marine spatial planning that we've talked about rather extensively. And she's talking about things that the military are planning to do in this 200-mile economic zone that could be exceedingly dangerous, damaging, and bad news, not only for we the people, but also for the marine mammals and life in the sea in general. Lethal sounds. She's got a video up here. I'll just read the caption. Deafening loud sonar is proven dangerous to marine life, and its use throughout the world's ocean is spreading. This powerful NRDC movie, Lethal Sounds, makes it plain what sonar does to whales caught within its range and explains how whales, dolphins, and other marine mammals should and can be protected from deadly sonar activities. Largely, get the military to stop doing this stuff would be a wise thing to do. Your voices impact Washington. When you speak, it matters. She understands becoming vocal local, it seems. Here's a little bit more of an article. All Navy protest petitions that were received prior to June the 8th of 2009 were hand-delivered to your elected officials in Washington, D.C. by the Skywatch delegations from California and Connecticut. What's all this about? The article continues. She says, every U.S. Senate office received a visit from members of the delegation along with two-thirds of the offices of the House of Representatives. They received your petitions, our Navy poster, documents and other information about the U.S. Navy warfare testing programs. If it's the first time you've heard of this, you might pay attention. Note it down on your notepad there. The U.S. Navy warfare testing programs. It seems that they have made application for five-year plans to basically declare war on our coastlines. And it'll probably, according to the things that I've heard from her lips to my ears and the audience ears, probably be carrying a lot of this out inland as well. You know, if you can't do the kind of war that you need to do in Iraq, and if you're ratcheting things down in Afghanistan, and the Hebrew boys don't attack Iran, then we've got all of these incredible war toys just kind of idling. And all of this military, you know, rollout just kind of sitting around idle. The military-industrial complex doesn't like that. They want to see a lot of gunfire and a lot of bombs and lots of rockets, you know. Rockets, red glare, you know, that sort of thing. It's very, very profitable for them. So they don't want everybody just sitting around idle, you know, polishing their guns. They want to blow off all of their stuff. And they intend to bring it home and wage war on the oceans along our coasts, blowing off all kinds of stuff. Rather interesting. In many regions, the Navy plans to increase the number of its exercises or expand the areas in which they may occur, and virtually every coastal state will be affected. Isn't that interesting? Right on the back of Barry the Usurper's Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning Program, the accession to the law of the sea. Interesting that these are going in harmony or tandem. Some exercises may occur in the nation's most biologically sensitive, marine habitats. I thought that's what the green weenie hanky ringers on the NOAA, you know, on the National Ocean Council were all about. And yet, isn't this cognitive dissonance? And yet, the Navy is appealing to the Environmental Protection Agency at the same time to bring in all of their equipment and conduct war games on our coasts. Interesting. Some exercises may occur in the nation's most biologically sensitive marine habitats, including national marine sanctuaries. Isn't this what we've been crying about in the Gulf of Mexico? And breeding habitat for the endangered North Atlantic right whale. North Atlantic right whale. That's the Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning Program. They were all worried about the narwhal and the right whale and the wrong whale and the left whale.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. System start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back to this article again off of CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. You can find out so much more about it from Rosalind Peterson's two websites. One of them is this CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. No W's, just http://CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. And her other website here, which is, I'm scrolling up to find it, up higher a little more. It is agriculturedefensecoalition.org. It's a lengthy URL, agriculturedefensecoalition.org. Anyway, so buying and selling, lots of stuff going on here. The ocean holocaust, we're strolling back down now again. All right, your voices impact Washington. In all, the Navy anticipates more than 2.3 million takes. Now, a take is defined as this way: significant disruption in marine mammal foraging, breeding, and other essential behaviors. A take is like something when you go and file your, get a hunting permit, a hunting license, and you have to report the number of takes. So when you kill a deer or when you go out fishing, the number of takes, it's basically the, they're buying the opportunity here. They're anticipating killing 2.3 million takes, all right, per year, or 11.7 million takes over the course of a five-year permit. And then there's more that she has underneath that. The Skywatch delegations will be taking all petitions received since June the 9th or June the 8th of 2009 to Washington in October of 2009. So this is old news, but they're right now in the process of receiving public comment. There's an opportunity to influence whether or not the Environmental Protection Agency moves forward on these permits, apparently. This is what I heard last night. This application from the Navy, quote, requests authorization to take individuals of 32 species of marine mammals during upcoming Navy warfare testing and training to be conducted in the NWTR areas off the Pacific coast of Washington, Oregon, and Northern California over the course of 5 years, a five-year plan. The Navy warfare testing program will utilize mid and high-frequency active sonar sources and explosive detonations. These sonar and explosive sources will be utilized during anti-submarine warfare, tracking exercises, mine avoidance training, extended echo ranging, and improved extended echo ranging events, missile exercises, gunnery exercises, bombing exercises, sinking exercises, and mine warfare training. And there's more listed in the Navy Environmental Impact Statement. rather interesting. Take action, she says. Print off a copy of the petition to stop the proposed Navy warfare testing program expansion and the killing of 32 species of marine mammals over 5 years in the Pacific Ocean. Now, I don't know whether you want to do that now. She may already have all the petitions that they need, but this is an informational website, and it has lots of interesting things to read to help you to bring come up on another side of all of this. You know, there are the bugs and bunny folks, and then there's the people out there that have righteous indignation over the duplicity, the cognitive dissonance in our federal government, in our national governments, in our international community, right? On the one hand, they're talking peace, peace, and yet there is no peace, and they're waging war on the people, right? Protect whales during a Navy training exercises, says a Congressman Mike Thompson and Henry Waxman. Well, Waxman. The sonar exercises at issue would take place off the Atlantic and Pacific coasts, Hawaii and Alaska, and the Gulf of Mexico, affecting literally every coastal state in many regions. The Navy plans to increase the number of training exercises. And just think about the costs, folks. You know, how much does it cost for a bomb? How much does it cost for a missile? How much does it cost to float a ship out into sea and then destroy it, sinking it? What is the environmental repercussions of such dealings? What is it? What is the impact on the, you know, fisheries of depth charging off our coasts? I mean, what is this anyway? World War 65? Continuing, in all, the Navy anticipates that its sonar exercises will take marine mammals more than 2.3 million times per year, or 11.7 million times over the course of a five-year period. Right? And they were concerned about the one whale that washed up on the shore as a result of the Macondo. These people are talking about 11.7 million times of deaths of all varieties of marine mammals over the next 5 years. Congressman Thompson seeks answers from NOAA and the NWTC. Although I welcome NOAA's commitment to review sonar mitigation measures, I'm not aware of any specific elements included in the evaluation and am concerned that the review will be inadequate to address the Navy's EIS with respect to the protection of Pacific Coast ocean ecosystems. Again, this is really peculiar cognitive dissonance between the National Ocean Council and the things that they're advancing on the one hand, which gets lots of media play, and then this by the military that is floating under the radar. All right? Persistent jet contrails. Boy, she's got a lot of stuff in here. You want to find an interesting website, this is one you can look at, and you can scroll on and on and on forever. Click to your heart's content. This article out of the Encyclopedia Americana, I thought I'd share with you a little bit history. We hear about it a lot. But let me go here first. Progressives. You know, the progressives. Progress, growth, and change. The progressives. The term progressives, or more popularly, insurgents. I'm worried about all of those insurgents over there in Iraq and Afghanistan, the insurgents. Well, the progressives, or more popularly, insurgents, was applied originally to those Republican congressmen who contended that the House should itself elect the Committee on Rules instead of allowing the Speaker to appoint the committee. Pretty small change thing, huh? It grew into something much more than that. These efforts continued through several years, were finally successful on the 17th of March, 1910. Let's see. 100 years ago, when such a change was ordered and the committee enlarged from 5 to 10 members. Now here's more. The name progressives then assumed new importance and was applied especially to members of the Republican Party in both branches of Congress who took issue with the administration of President Taft on several questions. Kind of sounds like the Tea Party, maybe. They have therefore added to their repertoire of policies and achievements and have been considered sponsors for or at least advocates of many important public measures. The success of the progressive movement not only almost reversed the political control of Congress in the elections of 1910. Seems like we're reliving history again through the Tea Parties. But paved the way for the formation of the Progressive Party. Oh, a new party emerging. The Tea Party Republicans, maybe. In 1912, let's see, 2012. Curious. And largely shaped the Democratic platform in the same year. Huh? Important to research and remember our history. Here's a little bit more. The Progressive Party, once they got all set up here, this is a little different. In the half-century following the Civil War, four serious disagreements threatened to break up the political homogeneity of the Republican Party. The Progressive Party and the Republican Party kind of going hand in hand here. Go all the way back to the Civil War, come into the 1910 period, the Progressives. Continuing, in the order of their occurrences, these were the Liberal Republican Movement of 1872, the Mugwump Party of 1884, the Silver Issue of 1890, and the Progressive Movement of 1912. Like a bad penny, just keep coming back and coming back and coming back. The last named was by far the most serious and took its rise in the 90s, being at first largely an agrarian movement in the Middle West. Curious. Many prominent members of the Republican Party felt that their party in the state and national legislatures was dominated to a dangerous degree by the great corporations, including the railroad companies. Dominated by the great corporations. The captains of finance and industry. Nothing seems to change. The progressive spirit first took concrete form in the energetic protest voiced by Western Republicans against the tariff legislation enacted by their party in 1890, 1897, and 1909. Well, we'll come back with that and more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back again into this concept of the Progressive Party, right out of the Encyclopedia Americana. You know, you read these articles and you can see that these articles date back into the, well, this particular article, there's not a single reference in the bibliography published later than 1916. So we can just kind of, it's almost like going into the dictionary, into the newspaper vault and finding old articles, all right, to give us a little better understanding of what has happened at different times and what was considered to be important and important enough to post in a and publish in a an encyclopedia volume. So the populists then, we're talking about the Progressive Party, and of course this is right out of the Republicans now. The Populist Party in 1890, 1897, and 1909, the populists and Democrats secured several seats in Kansas and Minnesota, the land of 100,000 lakes there, in Kansas and Minnesota, upsetting for the first time the solid array of Republican states. You see, we're having some of that right now with the Tea Party. causing all kinds of upsetting. Friction was constant within the old party. And in 1910, the strength of the new movement was apparent in Congress when the progressives secured the election of the Congressional Committee on Rules by the House itself and discarded the old method of appointment of the committee by the Speaker. Of course, you know, they've been writing and rewriting the rules in Congress throughout all of the usurper's administration and during the Bush administration as well. It can be rather typical. You know, they've got House rules. The elections of 1910, and this would be the year 1910, showed the older Republicans of the stand-pat type that they might no longer treat the progressives as a factious, troublesome, and uninfluential minority. You see, all these Ron Paul Republicans, all this Republican Libertarian Caucus, all the Sarah Palin Republicans coming forward, you know, demonstrating to these older, you know, vote them out, vote the rascals out, all these older stand-pat Republicans, it's not going to be, you know, things as usual. The progressives, foremost among whom were La Follette of Wisconsin, Cummings of Iowa, Dolliver of Iowa, and Beveridge of Indiana, were now most aggressive, and their influences were felt by both Democrats and Republicans alike. When the presidential campaign of 2012, approached, the movement had acquired such momentum and strength that its leaders thought seriously of wresting the control of the Republican Party from its old-time leaders, of dictating its platform and running the party machinery generally. Similar to what we have in mind here on Become Vocal Local, embedding within the established two-party political system, gaining a political majority, a vocal majority, in both of these two parties, not with the intent of building the Progressive Party or reinvigorating the Republican Party, but no, for the purpose of voting the party system out of existence. The abolition of the established two-party political system would be my primary goal. No leader of sufficient strength as a presidential possibility having been developed within the ranks of the Progressive Republicans, the majority declared for Theodore Roosevelt, ex-president of the United States. I wonder who the Tea Party would come up with if they couldn't find somebody more appropriate than Sarah Palin. Oh, well, maybe Ron Paul again. But we need an ex-president of the United States to follow this model. Wonder who they'll pull up. Delegates instructed to vote for the latter as presidential candidate were sent to the Chicago Convention of June 18th through the 22nd of 1912. They held their convention in Chicago. The supporters of President Taft, however, by controlling the National Committee, very important there, by controlling the National Committee, were unable to pass upon all the contested seats in the convention. This is why it's absolutely important. And if you hope to affect political change, you're going to need to do it from within the parties. You need to be working at the local voting precinct level, because the local voting precinct committee man and committee woman will be the delegates most likely sent to the state and national conventions. They're drawn from that pool almost exclusively. Continuing, the supporters again of President Taft, however, by controlling the National Committee, were enabled to pass upon all contested seats in the convention, with the result that the majority of the progressive delegates were unseated, and the remainder, led by Roosevelt, withdrew. Right? The call for an independent convention signed by the ablest of the progressives was soon sent forth, and on August the 5th, Theodore Roosevelt of New York and Hiram Johnson, must be a hotel giant there, of California, were unanimously chosen as candidates for the presidency and the vice presidency, respectively. And it continues, the object of the Progressive Party is set forth in the incorporation papers, their incorporation papers issued at Albany, New York on the 31st of July of 1912 were as follows. Here you go. To promote by educational means and political action social and industrial justice and political liberty in the state and nation. kind of sounds like Sam Kennedy writing here, to advocate such legislation and administration as will secure to the people the effective control of all the agencies of their government, to promote such legislation as is demanded by the modern industrial revolution and which will secure a better and more equitable diffusion of prosperity, and to take such political action as will result in the election to public office of candidates who are in accord with the policies and objects of this organization, and further to unite in a common movement all associations and organizations formed for like purposes throughout the state of New York and the United States of America. Curious, isn't it? The preamble of the platform of the Progressive Party states that the platform of the quote, the conscience of the people in a time of grave national problems has called into being a new party, born of the nation's awakened sense of justice, close quote. You feel awake now? You feel educated? You feel rather progressive? You feel like you're treading ground that was tread upon 100 years ago? I do. Every time I look at this farce called political parties, it makes me want to puke. All they have to do is let one generation or another pass, and then they can pull out the same tired claptrap time and time again. And unfortunately, little sheeple get sheared in the process. And we don't have any restitution. We don't have any remedy. We just keep going further and further and further down the left-right paradigm. Their platform was lofty. Maybe on another broadcast we can jump up and read more of it. I'll just give you a couple of bullet points out of their platform. A more expeditious method of amending the federal constitution. That had a query on the progressives right off the bat. A more expeditious method of amending the federal constitution. Doesn't that sound like what the Uniform Law Commission had in mind when they were formed by the American Bar Association? The International Law Commission? Beginning to have more expeditious methods of amending the federal constitution. Instead of amending the federal constitution, they just set it aside in the bankruptcy in 1913. Didn't have to bother with that pesky constitution anymore. National jurisdiction on those problems which have expanded beyond reach of the individual states. And now we're talking about the 10th Amendment again, bringing all the power back to the states. Left, right. Left, right, in, out. Liberal, conservative, progressive. Social and industrial justice to be secured by legislation for the prevention of industrial accidents, occupational diseases, overwork, involuntary unemployment, the prohibition of child labor, the minimum wage for working women, with prohibition of night work for women, and an 8-hour day for the same sex. One day's rest in 7 for all wage workers, the abolition of the contract labor system, protection against the hazards of sickness, irregular employment, old age through a system of social insurance, the establishment of public continuation of schools, the organization of workers, men and women, as a means of protecting their interests. Kind of sounds like the prelude, doesn't it, to the alphabet soup agencies of Roosevelt. Well, that's it for today. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life.
Hong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.